Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The South African streets have sustained anti-Israel demonstrations, both in Johannesburg, in Cape Town, in Durban. We wanted to get a sense of how significant they have been and how much of a concern they are to the South African Jewish community. We have seen what has followed in the UK with the terrible, terrible anti-Israel and anti-Semitic marches taking place every weekend, followed by an attack in Manchester. We are speaking this morning with Craig Pantanowitz. He's the national chairperson of the South African Zionist Federation. We wanted to know what it means for Jewish life on the ground and what the impact has been. Craig, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you're well.
Morning, Howard. Thank you so much. And a very good morning to all the listeners. Thank you.
So let's just start with the basics. What are we hearing in terms of community organizations with regard to disruptions, with regard to protests, with regard to anti-Israel activity?
So Howard, they are around the globe. You know, there certainly have been protests across South Africa. They have been, in my opinion, relatively limited. There hasn't been huge numbers of turnout, certainly not in Johannesburg and Pretoria. We have seen some very big numbers out of some protests in Cape Town. And obviously, these protests, we live in a country with freedom of democracy, freedom of speech, the right to protest. And as a rule, we have absolutely no issue with this. We do feel, however, that some of the rhetoric that takes place at some of these protests is very, very concerning and alarming. First and foremost, it's filled with unequivocal lies. And second of all, we've seen in other parts of the world how this rhetoric can lead to direct terror attacks against Jewish communities in the diaspora. And I think that that's something we have to take into consideration. But thankfully, at this point in time, the South African Jewish community has been largely shielded and spared from any of this type of violence.
Which is so interesting, because we live in a country with such a virulently anti-Israel and / anti-Semitic, because they are connected, government, and one that is so appallingly one-sided. Why do you think it is that we aren't seeing the level, thankfully, seeing the levels of threat that other countries have? Because I can tell you that, I mean, as you well know, I'm a little bit of a target. I'm a bit out there, but I don't take off my kippah when I'm walking around. I don't feel I need to hide. Not that anyone could mistakenly think that I'm not Jewish, but still, that aside, I don't feel I ever need to worry about that. Why is that, do you think?
I can't give you an exact reason as to why. I can tell you that I agree with you in that I also feel free to walk around proudly as a Jew in South Africa. I've never been targeted or harassed. It's quite commonly known that, you know, I stand up for the state of Israel, and I'm very proud to be Jewish, proud to be a Zionist. I think there are probably a number of factors that are related to this. I think first and foremost, the South African government support for Iran, Hamas, and their very, very strong support against Israel, I think it's largely contained. The ANC does not speak for the majority of South Africans. And I think that we have to take that into consideration. And I think that the vast majority of South Africans are facing real challenges on the ground in South Africa, notwithstanding the amount of difficulty that Israel faces globally, but South Africans face real challenges, both economically, both from a government perspective. And I think that South Africans are more concerned around putting food on their table, dealing with the crime in South Africa that affects us personally, each and every one of us, every single day, that perhaps there's less space for some of these huge demonstrations. And I think that as a largely Christian country, the vast majority of South Africans see this conflict for what it is. an attack on Israel, a literal attempt to genocide a people. There was absolutely no question that the attacks on the 7th of October were limited to a certain group to fighting against the Israeli military. They were literally targeted against the entire nation. The forces that entered Israel, without question, declared that they want to kill every single Israeli living in Israel. And I think that we have to take note that the South African public en masse understand this. And they do realize that Israel is fighting a defensive war against an enemy that has declared its want to destroy Israel and the Jewish people. And I think that both of those things, the fact that South Africans are facing real issues at home, I think the ANC has definitely lost relevance amongst South Africans. And I think all of those things come together to give us the opportunity to live in a really free democracy. I think we should be very grateful for that.
Of course. So Craig.
Absolutely. And I think we should be really grateful for that, Howard. You know, I speak to counterparts in the rest of the world that are facing anti-Semitism, and we truly are to some extent shielded. And I'm very certainly very grateful for that.
The final question, which is not necessarily an easy one, is if you were given 20 minutes with the president of South Africa as head of the South African Zionist Federation, what would two asks be that that you would vocalize? What are two things that you would want him to hear and perhaps action?
I mean, it's a really good question, Howard, and one that I haven't given too much thought to. However, I would relish the opportunity. And, you know, off the cuff, I would say to you, the first thing I would say to him is, President Ramaphosa, what do you use your ability that South Africa has, a country that's truly gone through massive reform, has moved out of an apartheid state into an actual real lived democracy. We have so much gravitas, so much power that we actually could use this in the most positive way to bring Palestinians and Israelis to the table to try and forge a future of peace. And I'd say to him, instead of being so one-sided and absolutely blind to the reality on the ground of what's taking place there, why don't we use this pedestal that we actually do have to do something positive? And the second thing I'd love to have the opportunity to ventilate with him is to say, President Ramaphosa, let me share with you a 10-minute video of actually what took place on October 7th. See the reality of these attacks. See the barbarity of children being burnt to death in their beds, of children being murdered in front of their parents, of Holocaust survivors being stolen and marched into Gaza against their will, Bobbers, Zaders being shot in their driveways for nothing other than being Jewish. See this. Feel the reality, understand what Israel are fighting when they fight Hamas, an organization who hide behind women and children to defend themselves. They live underground while their civilians live on top of the ground, seeing a brutal war, and there's no question it is a brutal war. I would say to President Ramaphosa, open your eyes to the reality of what's on the ground and be more even-handed in the way we're dealing with this, and let's try and build a future of peace, not alienate the only Jewish state in the world.
What a great answer. Craig Pantanowitz, thank you for that. Wishing you a Chag Sameach. Craig is the national chairman of the South African Zionist Federation.